I guess I'll just start here by asking, now that you guys are at the halfway point in the season, how would you say you all have progressed as a defensive line from, say, the beginning of the year?
We started with a lot of no names, and I think guys are progressing, and we're getting better each game, and I think that we're nowhere near satisfied where we want to be, but we're building, and we're getting better, and as a defense, it's showing.
Now, you say y'all started out with a bunch of no names. Do you still kind of take on that identity now, even though people are starting to have more of an awareness of?
Yeah, I mean, we're a bunch of junkyard dogs. Nobody really wanted us. You know, we came to Iowa, a bunch of no names, and you know, we are the underdogs. You know, because we really have been through a lot together, and like I said, we're just a bunch of guys that go to work every day and do our job. Nobody's special, just a bunch of guys, you know, work hard. So
I got to ask you, this past Saturday, it didn't necessarily show on the stat sheet, but the performance that you were getting from Louis, especially late in the game, it just seemed like he was commanding double teams, and then he had a bad ball. Just how would you describe the progress that you've seen out of him, and then just seeing him be able to command that respect, like,
yeah,
at Louis, this point?
He's a great guy to have next to me, you know, because Lou is a guy that's going to give you 100% until the very end. Mm-hmm. And you just, you know, you look to the guy across from you, and or look to the guy to the left of you, and you just, you, that's what you want in your fellow brother that's beside you playing. So he's a great guy and great person off the field too.
Now, when you're preparing for a team like Penn State, you see Matt O'Gorney. I know he came in late in the game last year and engineered them to win. What differences, besides like the obvious change in philosophy, have you noticed from him now as opposed to when you played him a year ago?
Who's that? I'm sorry.
O'Gorney, the quarterback.
Oh, you know, I couldn't tell you much about that. So, I mean, we're going to go through it this week, and we're gonna see what's different, what's new. So.
And when you just see a team like that and you know that they're not afraid to go for it on fourth down, even if they're like deep in their own territory,
yeah,
does that maybe alter the preparation and just have you thinking, okay, it's four down territory no matter what?
Right. Hey, they're a very good team, and they're going to come after us with everything they have. So I think we look at every game that it's going to be a dogfight to the very end, and if they go four downs, they go four downs. But that's how, you know, it's good to have that mentality going in. So it's good.